This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What's up, everybody? We just got back from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
literally. Today, technically.
Yeah,
technically, midnight. We got back today.
Midnight.
You know, there's a lot of things that I want to talk about, but first of all, I feel like I need to apologize. Around Mother's Day, I gave you mothers a hard time, and I said how you guys get all the credit, and us dudes just want to be left alone. Nobody really cares about Father's Day, but now there is an active attack on mothers, and we must discuss it.
Yeah. It's so funny.
In a recent hearing, Senator Lankford is discussing the changing of words from mothers in medical textbooks and medical terminology to birthing people. This is actually on the Senate floor.
Birthing people.
This is not a test. Here we go.
I also noticed you changed a term in your budget work. You shifted from using the term mother to birthing people rather than mother. Can you help me get a good definition of birthing people?
Well, I'll check on the language there, but I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about, I don't know how else to explain it to you other than
I was a little taken back when I just read it and saw it, that it's that the term mother was gone in spots and it was replaced with birthing people. And I didn't know if this was a direction that you were going, if there were shifts, if there are regulatory changes that
wait
are happening
till this
related
mic drop
to that,
at the end
or
of this.
What the purpose of that is.
I think it's probably, and again, I'd have to go back and take a look at the language that was used in the budget, but I think it simply reflects the work that's being done.
All right. Definitely get that. I would only say the language is important always. We don't want to offend in our language.
That's right.
I get that. But would you at least admit calling a mom a birthing person could be offensive to some moms that they don't want to get like a happy birthing person card in May? Or I mean, can you at least admit that that term itself could be offensive to some moms?
No.
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at the terminology that was used, and I can get back to you. But again, if we're trying to be precise in the language that's used.
Mom's a pretty good word. That's worked for a while.
That's worked for a while.
Mom's a pretty good word. That's worked for a while now. Birthing person. Sorry, I said birthing people. Excuse me. Birthing
person. What if they don't identify as a person?
That's true. That's true.
Some people
we are
trees.
Not being inclusive enough.
Birthing peoples.
Yeah, birthing man of woman abilities.
Speaking of not being inclusive, this is one of my favorite stories. Ilhan Omar, as we know, got called out by the Democrats, the Republicans, because she turned her back on Israel. Well, Hamas has called Ilhan Omar out for equating Israel's military even on the same playing field as Hamas. So literally, the Americans are saying the same thing. It's like, and the Israelis are like, listen, UN has designated Hamas as a terrorist group. You cannot call them like a military. They are a terrorist group. And now Hamas is like, well, how dare you relate us to the occupationers,
right,
the occupiers, which is just so funny to me that now she's literally being condemned by a terrorist group and the actual people that are right.
Right.
Yep. Let's see. Let's go ahead and let's play the game of making Noah uncomfortable.
Oh,
sweet.
No. I hate this game.
All right. I'm building a business and I know HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. They average $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses like mine and many of you. Bambi will set you up with your own dedicated HR manager that's available by phone, email, and real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Go month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend your time playing HR manager. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Graham right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Graham, spelled B-A-M to the B-E-E.com/Graham. Jeffrey Toobin was allowed back on TV the other day. And for those of you who don't know who that is, Jeffrey Toobin was the, he worked for CNN, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And he was,
legal analyst.
He was caught on a Zoom conference call
feeding the geese.
Oh, by the way, if your children are listening, get them away right now, right now, right now, right now.
Which is unfortunate because this is
masturbating.
Well, I was going to give him a three count, but yes, okay. Anyway, all right. He was caught masturbating on a Zoom conference call.
Nice.
And after a 6 to 8 month hiatus, he has been allowed back on national TV, and this is the most awkward start to a video of all time. Oh, so no. You all have to enjoy it with us. Here we go.
Chief Legal Analyst Jeffrey Toobin to talk about this and more. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello, Allison.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, indeed.
I feel like we should address what's happened in the months since we've seen you, since some of our viewers may not know what has happened. Okay. So I guess I'll recap. I'll do the honors.
Help yourself.
Okay.
No, you help yourself.
In October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from the New Yorker magazine. Everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera. You were subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there.
27 years!
You since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right, sad
to say.
You
got it all right.
Okay, so let's start there.
Okay.
To quote Jay Leno, what the hell were you thinking?
Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well.
He was thinking all right.
it was something that was inexplicable to me. I think one point, I wouldn't exactly say in my defense, because nothing is really in my defense. I didn't think I was on the call.
Well, no,
I didn't
that's
think
important.
Other people
I
could
really
see
do.
Me.
You thought that you had turned off your camera?
Correct. I thought that I had turned off the Zoom call.
Whoops.
Now, that's not a defense. This was deeply moronic and sensible, but I mean that is part of the story.
All right, okay, all right.
I couldn't last another second.
I said it's forever going to be called Toobin now. Anyway, yeah. All right. For all you young mothers, make sure your sons aren't Toobin.
I like that though, because like now, anytime he's on TV, you know, it's just going to be fun.
Okay,
there's the Toobin guy.
Public discussion. I'm opening it up for the world. Graham at DearAmericanMedia.com. Email me. Let me know your thoughts. Ladies, because I know a lot of ladies listen to this show. All right. Round robin. Here's the thing. Okay. The dude didn't know his camera was on. All right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly did not know his camera was on. But let's just assume he didn't. Okay. Let's take people. We're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the facts. We know that he did it. What we don't know is if he knew the camera was off or not.
Yeah.
So we have to assume that he thought that it was off. How many people have been caught in the past doing something that they should not have been doing to themselves? Okay, a lot of people have. All right, let's just be honest. A lot of people, y'all are awful quiet in here.
No, this happens.
Yeah, but a lot of people have, okay? No! Having a seizure. No.
We're wrestling.
Yeah.
This is why I'm quiet.
Anyway, okay. The point is, Noah, you do know that me and Alyssa have had sex and have children, right?
Graham regularly tells me this when I get
because you that. Act really, really weird, like you don't know how it happens. Like, anyway. Okay, back to the point. Should this guy's entire life have been ruined over this moment. He wasn't on live TV.
Right.
This was a, as they said, this was a Zoom call with colleagues. So it was some kind of meeting or something. All right. Now, am I defending tubing it on a Zoom call?
Oh, on a 5-minute break.
On a 5-minute break, which, by the way, impressive, sir. Yeah. Impressive. That takes a lot of
focus.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
My point is, Noah, this is in the news. We are supposed to talk about what is in the news right now.
Yeah, I know. I have my opinions about it.
Okay.
People want to hear.
Should he have been fired for firing off himself? Should he be doing that? Should he be fired?
Man, yes. I don't know.
Yes.
So Noah votes yes. Okay, Zach, what do you think?
I'm going to go with yes.
Zach's going to go with yes.
I think it all comes into account. Like, he's been at the company 27 years. That has to come into account. Like,
he's not the intern.
Right.
That's just showed up.
If he had a history of, like, you know, sexual misconduct or something, I think he should, like Noah said, maybe no longer be on TV.
Yeah, be demoted.
No, like, well, I mean, I think I'm curious, like, what did they see? What did he have his clothes still on? I mean, did he just like?
They probably just saw the napkins.
He probably just like, you know.
Because I mean, like if his pants and stuff were still on, or did, you know, he just went right. down.
If
like,
nobody saw anything.
I mean, if you just saw the motion, but like
well,
if he's like,
if saw anything, how would they know? Like obviously,
I mean, like if he's
dude,
sitting there and you're like you can see it all.
What
I mean,
what had happened was they thought he was on break. Everybody thought they were on break. But even when people take a break, some people just sit there.
Yeah.
And this dude forgot to turn his camera off.
Jeff!
Yeah, but he probably turned the volume off.
Yeah.
And couldn't hear nobody telling him, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Here's the thing is,
horrific. Okay, let's just be honest. It's horrific.
In the game of political chess, I mean, this is just, I don't know why CNN wants him back. Like,
right.
Literally, okay, so he's a legal analyst. So if he's, like, critiquing... I mean, like, even Donald Trump, who CNN obviously hates.
Yeah.
Like, if there's somebody going head-to-head with him about Trump's legal record
or whatever.
At least
they didn't masturbate on Zoom.
Exactly. You can pull that card any day of the week. So it's just dumb for CNN to even.
All right. But okay. So here's actually a really good, segue into this.
Yeah. I can't remember what we used to use.
We used to say caveat a lot.
Caveat.
We got in trouble.
Let's caveat here.
Let's caveat here. Let's segue into this. What's so interesting to me is I was on a show literally 2 days ago, and it was reversed. I had three women on the show, and it was just me. And we were talking about this very subject. When I asked the question, should this guy be canceled and fired for this event, every single one of the women said no.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Every single one of them said no.
Yeah. We're not very sensitive over here on the right.
Didn't even think about it. No. Should he be punished? Sure.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't just like be like, oops, you know, and I agree with that. Like punish the dude, dock his pay or whatever for a little while, teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
But to ruin his entire life, I don't know. I
don't think you ruin his life, but like.
If he was fired from one of his jobs that he was at for 27 years and he was on leave from CNN, he definitely took a major financial hit.
Who was harmed and who are we saving?
Yeah, there weren't children on the Zoom call.
Right. Who are we saving by firing him?
Okay, but this is a good conversation to have here, and I'm glad that this has happened. So on the panel that's all dudes, it's primary because I'm on this guy's side here. Do I think he should be punished? Yes, absolutely. Do I think there should be repercussions? Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can't do completely moronic, stupid things like that.
The public shame alone.
Oh my God, the public shame alone.
I mean, what he had through on CNN the other day.
This guy probably is not able to do that anymore through PTSD. Like every time he thinks about trying to
looking for cameras.
It's just, I mean, it's probably just, anyway, the point is, it's interesting to me in 2021 with the cancel culture against men, that men are more, and I'm not blaming or saying it's wrong, I'm saying men are more like, yes, fire him. Fire him, get rid of him. And then women are more like, no, not really.
I don't think
we should fire the guy.
He makes every dude look like a complete like loser.
All right. Remember the feeling you got as a kid being tucked away into bed, or the feeling you get now in the arms of somebody you love, safe and secure. It's a feeling of security that only comes through a human connection, and that's why the people at Simply Safe Home Security are so important. I have Simply Safe at my house. It's a lot of crazy people. Super simple, super easy to use. It's super easy to set up. It takes like 20 minutes, and your entire house is secure. And the thing is, Simply Safe makes it just so easy. Like I said, it takes 2 minutes to set up and customize on their website, and it's super easy to install. SimplySafe.com/Dear America. Whether it's fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, a burst pipe, or even a problem while you're setting up the system, Simply Safe has a person with the expertise you need ready to help 24/7. To learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect you and your family, visit SimplySafe.com/Dear America today to customize your system and get a free security camera. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's simplysafe.com/Dear America. I'm anti-cancel culture in general.
Yeah.
I just am.
I am too.
And I'm anti-assuming that people on their worst moment is who they are. Right. I just am.
I completely agree.
And so I do not think that somebody's entire life should be ruined.
No.
Over something like that.
But there is stuff that they can do with him that's not
on TV.
On camera. He could literally be like,
true.
They could be like, hey,
but the people,
is this right?
The people that fired him was where he wasn't on camera with. It wasn't CNN that fired him. It was the other where he was just a legal analyst behind the scenes.
Well, then, I mean, if he's a legal analyst behind the scenes, he can, I mean, if his, as long as his name, like, I don't know. I just, from a PR perspective, you don't just rehire the guy. Like, you don't, like, be like, okay, you did your due diligence. Like, that's just, because that's the card
you
that everyone
put him
play.
On unpaid yeah. leave. You make him, I don't know, attend some kind of sexaholics course or something, maybe.
And then work in the mailroom.
No, he's excuse. He says that. He's like, I've been volunteering in soup kitchens. I was like,
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, like, exactly. He's like, I've been doing public service. Yeah.
I've been walking people's dogs.
Yeah.
I don't get, like,
all right,
that
okay,
part.
Okay. Graham@DearAmericaMedia.com. Ladies, let me know your thoughts, but especially let me know your thoughts on this. Let's flip it really quick.
Oh, gosh.
What if it had been a woman co-worker that thought that she was on break and she started doing what she needed to do? Would the same outrage have taken place?
Probably not.
I mean, I'm asking honestly right now. Like, I'm not trying to be funny.
It depends.
I'm asking legitimately, if it had not been a guy and it had been one of the female colleagues and she thought her thing was off or whatever, and she did what she needed to do. Ladies, I don't know your terminologies that you use for it, so I'll just leave it at that. What's Genoa's over there freaking out?
It's a shame that we don't do video anymore, because I'm having a very visible heart attack.
Look, I'm just asking a question. Would the same outrage in 2021, would the same outrage have happened? I'm going to go ahead and start off and say absolutely not.
I would say absolutely not, depending on her worldview. If she's a liberal, absolutely not. If she's a conservative woman that got caught on, you know, a Zoom call doing it, yeah, she'd be fired.
Okay. You too?
I think you just should be fired if you do that. Like, I just don't think that's like...
Noah's HR docs, fireable offense, masturbating on Zoom call.
That's every HR doc. Like, literally anybody who does that is like, you're fired.
We should tell new hires that too.
Okay, well then if it's really in HR documents, then should the term break include what you're allowed to do or what you're allowed not to do during a break?
I thought this was America.
I thought I was on break.
If you were on clock...
They were on a break. Zach, if the roles were reversed, do you think the outrage would be the same?
I don't think it would be.
Me either. I think literally feminists would unite and go, well, of course she's doing that. She's a woman and she's proud of her body and the natural reactions that happen, and et cetera, et cetera. Because the feminist movement is all about women giving in to their urges and what makes women and stuff like this.
Free sexuality.
But men, on the other hand, are sexual deviants that need to be dealt with and castrated and all this other kind of stuff.
That's why jerks like this guy.
You just said jerk.
Oh my God.
Yes!
Losers, depraved losers man. Like this guy are so bad. Like, this is like not helpful to the male brand. Like, even the video you posted yesterday, like, of this guy just beating some girl. Like,
yeah. Beating some girl.
Like, okay. I don't know. It's just bad. A bad look. Just don't. Right. I don't know.
Well, that's the standard. So when there's a video of a girl punching a guy, no big deal. Guy punching a girl, big deal. Because we see women as up on a higher pedestal. We treat them better than we treat other men, right? We have different standards for women. So, I mean, yeah, she gets caught on camera. We have different standards for how we punish women.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's true.
Yes,
that's
I agree.
That's fine. I just think if you're doing...
Graham at DearAmericaMedia.com. Let me know your thoughts and what you think. And you are welcome for that segment, America. All right, let's see here. I'm looking at things as we go here. Kamala Harris is an absolute nightmare. Today is President Trump's birthday. And it just so happens to be Flag Day.
Yeah.
Nice. Which I think is amazing.
So how many like anti-flag days do you think are happening across the country today?
Probably a few. A lot of Palestinian flags flying around.
I have no idea. I need to save this because this is truly disturbing. You guys can't see this. but I will keep that for later. Okay. So did we talk last week about Kamala? We did the She's from Europe thing, right? Mm, yeah. But did we do the one where she got upset
at the reporter?
Uh-uh. Let me see if I can find that video.
While you're looking for that, I got one for Flag Day.
Okay.
This video I found on TikTok. Let's see if...
We earned our flag. What did you do for yours other than be homophobic?
Oh my God.
Love it.
Send me that.
What did you do
immediately
with your flag?
Send me that immediately. Oh, I found it. Okay. All right. So this is Kamala Harris snaps at a reporter, and this is obviously a different country. But here we go.
I'm not finished.
Hold on. Here we go.
Der, ¿cómo le responde usted a él?
I said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, the Vice President? The
administration has asked. I'm not finished. I said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there. To address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Your first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go to Guatemala.
You can hear the anger shaking. Her voice.
She's so mad.
Realize all the people crossing the border were Guatemalans.
Well, here's the thing. Why is your second trip to come here to South Carolina? Because that's where she is today.
Yeah,
she's here
point.
In South Carolina.
Oh, really? We'll be sure South Carolina.
So
vaccination.
South Americans are pissed at Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Oh, they hate her.
Yeah.
They hate her. And I heard, here's something really interesting. All right, folks, it's getting crazy out there. More and more of you are choosing to exercise your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms with American-made We the People holster. And these guys are more than just holsters. They're becoming a destination for patriotic Americans. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham and check out their 100% American-made tactical gun belt with a proprietary Talon buckle. And they even have their own line of bacon jerky that has been flying off the shelves. Most importantly, We the People holsters are custom molded to fit your exact firearm for a quick, smooth draw with thousands of options to choose from, plus a selection of custom printed holsters you're sure to find just right to fit your lifestyle. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham right now. Every holster comes with a lifetime guarantee. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a full refund. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. So the G7 summit was this past weekend. It was as cringe as you could possibly imagine. But one thing that was very interesting is reports that are coming up. Reports are coming up that what's his name? Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, was overheard by multiple sources saying that he fully expects Kamala Harris to be president in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we said that from day one.
Even Canada knows that this dude is a freaking wreck. Let me see if I can find the video of him trying to get through messing up Syria. Hang on.
Sure, I don't show out of pressure.
Hang on, Joe Biden.
Well, he also, Boris Johnson named all the presidents by name. They're like, thank you to President X, President X, Y, Z, President. And then Joe Biden hopped in and was like, oh, you forgot the president of South Africa. And he was like, no, that's President so-and-so. Like Boris Johnson that said his name, but Joe Biden didn't know his name.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then everyone laughed, and Joe Biden was like.
So I want you, this is a minute and 20 seconds. I'm going to play the whole thing. They are playing it because Joe Biden confuses Syria with Libya three times in this. But I want you just to listen to the complete and total, just, he's not there.
Right.
And he is fumbling around, and it is very, very hard to listen to, but here we go.
They have also where we could work together with Russia. For example,
collusion.
In Libya, we should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic assistance. I mean,
just wait, it gets
vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. It is. And by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here. But let me say it this way: Russia has engaged in activities which are, we believe, are contrary to international norms.
He's reading that. He read that off a card.
They have also bitten off some real problems. They're going to have trouble chewing on. And for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example,
He's reading in
Libya.
Was that not the most painful minute and 23 seconds?
70 million people.
I'm not 100% sure.
81
million people.
Don't you take away his number. The only time, and I know that you guys can't see the video, the only time he was like actually getting through words, he was reading it from note cards. Mm-hmm. Like he's looking down, reading it verbatim from the note cards. Everything else this man says, he's just not there, man. And I don't know how you can listen to that.
Yeah. You can only use the cool, calm, collected thing so many times. Yeah.
But that's not cool, calm, and collected.
Well, the funny thing is the time cover was, it was like Biden staring down Putin, and it had Putin in Biden's aviators, and people are calling him out because they're like, listen, Biden's, thanks for trying to make him look tough, but it's not, this is not like that. And especially in that, and he dodged a joint press conference with Putin.
Yeah.
Like he was like, oh, well, we're not just going to do theater.
So, Bernie Sanders is mad.
Of course.
Washington Post reports that a seat to fly with Jeff Bezos to space sells at auction for $28 million. So Bernie Sanders, of course, has a problem with this.
That's ridiculous.
Even though he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Space travel, heavily funded by taxpayers, should not be a plaything for the very rich. So I found this interesting.
I agree.
I found this interesting because just the other day, Joe Biden announced that we're going to be giving away 90 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to other countries.
Mm.
I don't remember signing off on that, but they contradict themselves here. So you're okay with taxpayers funding for vaccines for other countries, right?
Right.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the dude's literally stealing money from us as the taxpayers to give doses of the COVID-19 shot.
To Libyans.
Yes, to other countries. Why is that okay? Silence lets me know that you see where I'm coming from here. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the COVID-19 thing. So Kamala Harris is coming here today because South Carolina is one of the lowest COVID shot recipients, period. First of all, Charlie Kirk, I got to hang out with him over the weekend. He made a very good point. He said, case in point, why you should not get the shot. Only 53% of the CDC has actually gotten the shot.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that should tell you everything that you need to know.
They really believed it.
Right there. They're like, pass. So I am, for people who are asking, I am not an anti-vaxxer. Okay, I'm just not. All right. Polio, that was a vaccine. Smallpox, that was a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
This is a shot. We have a shot.
Yeah, this is okay? Not a vaccine.
We have a shot. When's the last time you went for your annual flu vaccine?
Years. Years. I never get it.
Okay, but did you hear what I said? The words I used?
Annual? Yeah.
No. Flu vaccine.
They call it the flu shot.
It's the flu shot.
Yeah.
Because it's not nothing. It's nothing. It is a, they're guessing at the variant of the flu this year.
Right.
And maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. What we have right now, we do not have a COVID-19 vaccine. We have a COVID-19 shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have. Okay. I know for a fact that they are having an emergency meeting at the CDC to discuss the alarming rise of cardiac issues with young males.
Yeah.
Young males after receiving either the first or second dose of the COVID-19 in quotation marks vaccine.
At least they didn't get COVID though. Now they got heart palpitations.
So let's go down conspiracy hour with Jake for a minute. Okay. So there are people that believe, well, one, it cannot be disputed anymore that this came from China. Okay. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, we're allowed to say that on social media. Finally.
We
God almighty. That it came from China. Finally, we're allowed to. So the Chinese government has always dictated how many children people can have, right? They always have.
Yeah.
Right. In fact, they just came out and said, we have great news. Now you are allowed to have a third child if you would like. Yeah.
Or two girls.
Or two girls. you can have three children or two girls. Anyway, a lot of people, and like I said, this is conspiracy hour with Jake here. I'm wondering if you've heard this, that a lot of people believe that this was a population control because you're talking about the vaccine affects women and their ability to have children.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people believe this was population control for China that got out of hand and it went everywhere. And now the vaccine is going to have irreparable damages to young women who have never had children. Therefore, population control.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that. I think it wasn't the original plan to use it as population control, but now the cat's out of the bag. They're trying to find the smoothest way.
Well, if we're going to go around it, if it was really China, and China, okay, I'm China. We got this idea. How do we get rid of the old people?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we come up? I think the vaccine affecting fertility was like an extra bonus.
You think it was intentionally leaked then, not accidentally leaked?
I think if we're talking it. Conspiracy hour. Mm-hmm. I think if China was trying to do population control, COVID-19 was most dangerous to who?
The elderly.
Yeah. All right. Get rid of the elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, you leak it out into your community. And I don't think that they had any idea that, there are a lot of Americans and stuff that are in China right now traveling around and all over the place, and this probably could go everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that might have been an oops. And I'll give them the benefit of the doubt of that. I think that might have been an oops.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if it was truly intentional,
they would have made it way worse.
They would have made it way worse, and they would have taken credit for it.
Yeah.
If it was truly like an act of war kind of thing, they would have made it way worse, and they'd have taken credit for it.
Yeah.
So if it truly was a population control effort, I think it was originally intended for the elderly population of China.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they started developing a vaccine or shot, they realize, oh, one of the effects of this could actually affect people being able to have children. Mm-hmm. What an added but talk about two birds.
Yeah. Our fertility, with one stone. Our fertility rate in America is already too low to sustain our country. Like that's where the whole immigration argument comes in. But with COVID,
I don't know, man. I got a sister-in-law that's really trying to make up the yeah. make up the difference.
Yeah.
she really is.
Well,
man.
the other conspiracy thing was that this shot is actually like a gene editing drug. It's not a vaccine, and that everyone who's getting it is way more prone to get COVID now, and that this winter will be just as bad as
what if this is. Like, you know how in the show The Walking Dead, how in the first season, the big reveal is that everybody is already infected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when they die and they turn into, that's like the big reveal in season one. Sorry if you hadn't seen Walking Dead. Spoiler alert. At the end of season one, the very last episode, they meet this scientist trying to figure out, you know, what happened. And he was like, you know, everybody's already got the virus.
Yeah.
And once you die, it kicks in, right? What if this turns out to be like the COVID-19 shot is like, that's how the virus gets into everybody.
I mean.
And then eventually people start walking around and we like, dude, I'm ready. Bring on the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
Personally. Let's do this thing. I'm telling you, I am ready to go. I think that would be.
Yes. And the biggest thing you have to think about with the vaccine thing is all the giveaways and the free beer, free tickets to baseball games, you know, raffles for to win a truck. That's when it's scary and you should really start questioning your government when they start to offer you money and beer and donuts. Like, oh, donuts for being healthy or beer for being healthy. There you go.
I think that anytime that, yeah, I agree. I think anytime that they have to start incentivizing you to do anything, you should be very afraid.
To get a gene
there's
altering
a,
drug.
Like a hidden agenda behind it.
Somewhere. Yeah.
You should be very, very,
and
very
I think
afraid.
They should stop everything right now until they dig into Fauci and figure all that out.
I think that there is so many things that are wrong with this country. All right. So campaign update for everybody.
There we go.
These are things that need to be told. And I won't tell you who told me. I won't tell you who told them. But it was approached to me at the conference that I was just at by a very prominent figure in the conservative movement. By another very prominent, I guess, political strategist person. They literally came up to him and said, Graham doesn't need to be in this race. Mm-hmm. Pretty much tell him that we're coming after him with everything we got. Literally, like a threat almost.
Yeah.
A threat from the establishment, if you will. He's not one of us. He hadn't paid his dues mm-hmm. yet.
Haven't swam in the swamp.
Yeah, yeah. He's not tainted enough for us to be comfortable with him being a congressman.
He's not compromisable.
He's not compromisable enough for them. Because here's the thing. And I invited everybody, and even my own campaign did opposition research. That's what it's called, opposition research. Mm-hmm. Where they dig and 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 try to find anything they can to prove that you're a scumbag. You don't pay taxes. You're a money launderer. You have sex with underage kids, like all this other kind of stuff.
Masturbate on Zoom calls.
But here's the thing. They can't find anything on me because there ain't nothing there because I'm not a politician. I haven't been involved in these weird things that all of these politicians get involved in. I don't have a voting record that you can look at because I ain't never voted on anything. Well, I voted in elections, but I ain't never voted on any legislation and things like that. And so these people are terrified of me because they have absolutely no idea what I would do if I actually win.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrified. Absolutely terrified. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You don't send messengers like in the freaking mob
mm-hmm.
to people that I know to get back to me because you don't come to me, which I find hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to people that I know to tell me, you tell your boy we're coming at him with everything we got. Like, they're even going now, they're so desperate at straws, they're going, well, technically he was born and raised in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he also fought for your rights in the SC National Guard, so shut up.
Well, yeah. But either way, I mean, how many people, and I say this knowing this is going to ruffle some feathers, how many people live their life in such a way that your life experience never will ever take you anywhere other than where you were originally born?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And
that you don't have value to add to the other places you go to.
Yeah. And I'm not, and that's not me talking bad about people that have been in the same town for forever, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, good God, man. Some people have other crap to do.
Yeah.
take them other places.
What they don't know is that it's like, duh, we knew you were going to come after us. You're the establishment.
Yeah.
You're the reason Graham is running. That's the reason Trump was running.
And what they also don't understand, because they're so blinded by their own literal light blinders.
Yeah.
Arrogance. They don't realize that by doing what they're doing, they are legitimately proving my point as to why we should be running.
Right.
Because they claim to be Republicans, they claim to be conservatives, but they very, very much are politicians first. And politicians believe in a certain order of things. Mm-hmm. And you've got to prove your allegiances to things. And you've got to kiss the ring, so to speak, and blah, 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 blah. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
If these people want to come after me and the best thing they got is that I'm an outsider and I don't belong here and I'm not a politician and all this stuff, good.
Right.
To quote Jocko, you know, he's not originally born from here. He was born and raised in Mississippi. Well, I can't help what vagina I came out of and what location it was in when I came out of it.
Yeah.
Good. Well, he's not a politician. Good. Well, he doesn't know how we do things around here. Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not sure that he can get votes. Bull crap, or you wouldn't be coming after me.
Yeah. Those are all surface level things, too.
Washington Post, Fox News, all these people are doing articles on these races. Who's the person they mention in these articles? Me against Tom Rice. Why? Because I am the anti-politician candidate.
Right.
I am the candidate that they know that if we can make it to the primary, they know the people are going to vote for us.
Right.
Because we are not them.
Mm-hmm.
And it terrifies them.
Yep. And a lot of people like that grow up their whole lives. Like, some people want to be an athlete. So their whole lives they're on sports teams, yada, yada, for that goal. These people are like politicians their whole life. They grow up in political families. They go to Yale. You know, their end goal is the power of being a, you know, government official. And Trump and you and people like, you know, yourself, are going in there not because you're trying to make it a career. You're trying to fix the broken system.
Fox quoted me on a statement, and I'm going to read it. And honestly, I forgot I even said this. It was in just, I guess it like was prominent to them when they did the interview with me. I didn't even realize I said it. I must have just said it on autopilot. But they quoted me here in like the big quotes. Can you guys see that? Like, it's like the big quotes there.
Yeah.
Said, President Trump showed the world that you don't have to be a politician to become a politician.
Yep.
It kind of goes in line with something I've said my entire career doing this is you don't have to be important to do important things.
Mm-hmm.
I view this in very much the same realm there. President Trump showed us that you can disrupt the system and you can disrupt what everyday Americans feel is like this unbeatable rotation of, well, you have to look this way. You have to sound this way. You have to come from this background.
You have to be a lawyer.
You have to be a lawyer. Freaking Lauren Boebert didn't even have a high school diploma until right before she ran. She went and got her GED.
Dang.
And she is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of this stuff. Madison Cawthorn is one of the most prolific members of Congress right now. He is the first freshman to have a legislation passed in his first year of Congress ever. And he is fighting the battle and going against all the other norms of this other kind of stuff. And they've let me in on all kinds of secrets, all kinds of secrets. And I can't wait to get into Congress and go against every single thing that you expect members of Congress to bend the knee to even the Republican Party to do. I can't wait. I cannot wait to become your worst enemy that you cannot go against because the people will be behind us so much that you can't do anything about it.
It's the we the people thing. Like,
yes.
You are a citizen who's going into their little private club that they want to hold their power. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I don't want to hold the power.
Right.
I'm going in knowing that I ain't going to be there for forever.
He's grabbing back the power.
That's why they don't want us here.
Right.
That's why they're afraid of us, because that is a dangerous, dangerous mindset. It's the same situation of a team that is on path for the national championship playing against a team that's got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That team that's got nothing to lose is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they unseat an undefeated team because they literally, they don't expect to win this thing in the first place. Yeah, so they're throwing Hail Marys and flea flickers and all kinds of stuff. They don't care. I don't care. Because if I go down and I lose this battle, nobody can say I didn't try.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just go back to doing what I'm doing now, which is exposing the lies of the left and fighting for conservative values. You go back to being insignificant if you lose. A washed up has been politician that wants more power. That's the difference. And they hate me for that.
Yep.
And I kind of like it.
As they should.
And I kind of like it. So if that sparked you up and that got you excited, go to GrahamIslandSC.com today and donate to our cause, because we're going to take this fight to them, guys. We really are.
Yeah.
They're coming at us with everything that they got, and I say bring it on. You're getting local stuff. We're getting national stuff because we're the actual contender, and you're all afraid, and I love it.
That's right.
Okay, so I will not apologize to the left, and I will not apologize to the establishment ever. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Dear America Podcast. And we'll see you again next time.
Peace.